This is Larry Glover Live, your chance to talk about the Cats with the Commonwealth. Lines are open. In Lexington, dial 253-5959. Toll-free statewide, 1-877-777-0590. Plus, you can also reach Larry via email at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com.
All right, that should be better, huh, Zach? I actually had my microphone plugged into something else. I apologize about that, Zach. I didn't mean to throw you off there. My bad. 253-5959 *590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Oh, you know, one night I did that. I was doing some recording. I'm in the studio. I do some recording from time to time for some people. And I'd plug my microphone into a piece of equipment that I use to record with. And we were doing a post-game show, and I could not get it. The microphone didn't work. I was so frustrated. I was aggravated. And then after we're done, I'm sitting there thinking, what could be wrong? And I looked at the piece of equipment and saw my mic plugged into it. I was so aggravated, and I felt bad because I probably wasn't necessarily. It wasn't Zach, but it was one of our other producers, and I really felt bad about it. But sorry about that. I didn't mean to make you worry, Zach, that I wasn't there. Sorry about that.
253-5959-590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590, also via email
at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com. We'll take your calls and comments here on the program, and we'll talk a little football, a little basketball. ESPN, here's what frustrates about ESPN. They absolutely get obsessed about the stupidest things. Maybe it's been selective viewing today, but if you've watched ESPN a lot today, you tell me if I'm wrong. But they've paid an inordinate amount of time to LeBron James ripping his T-shirt. He pulled off his sleeve. He stretched his T-shirt out. It tore on both sides. And people are acting like it's Superman ripping open his shirt and flying into the sky to save Lois Lane. It's astounding how much emphasis they're putting on that. In fact, ESPN's anchor, Lindsay Zarniak, they had like a little bit where she got mad and started ripping off like parts of her dress. Don't get too excited, guys. Ripping off the sleeves off her dress and throwing them down. They went to a blank screen. Technical difficulties came back, and then she was sort of composed. But is that really that big of a deal, ripping his T-shirt? Is that really that big a deal? I don't think so. We're going to talk a little Kentucky football tonight. We've got a busy show tonight. We're going to visit with Lonnie Demery coming up at 6:35. We've got Jeff at 7:05 to talk about the Harry Giles situation. Mark Coombs will be here coming up at 7:35. To chat us up about the Breeders' Cup, also a little bit about the Kentucky football situation. And what's going to be interesting, talking to Mark about the Breeders' Cup, he tweeted me today and said, American Pharoah is still overrated, by the way. A very nice horse, but he beat nothing. Luckiest horse I've seen in 40 years of closely watching thoroughbred racing. That's an astounding comment, really, for a horse that just had arguably the greatest year in horse racing, the Triple Crown and the Breeders' Cup. No horse has ever done that. Of course, the Breeders' Cup didn't exist back in the 70s, I guess. But to say it's a very nice horse, what do you make of that? A very nice horse. Don't confuse me with horse racing aficionados. I don't know a lot about horse racing, so. But it seems to me that that's mildly unfair. Is that fair to say mildly unfair? That it's a very nice horse? I don't know. It seems to me like it's a little unfair. But we'll talk about that. But we'll talk a lot of Kentucky football, and that's where we'll start with the program. Mark Stoops meeting with the media today for the last time prior to Saturday's game against Georgia to inform us that Boone Williams, Darius West, and Joey Herrick all out on Saturday because of injuries. Say that they practiced very, very well, that they really responded. Good attitude, hard work, good practices. Says they don't really know a lot or not caught up too much in what's going on with Georgia. Georgia, of course, in disarray as well. They haven't even named a quarterback yet. So he says his team is not really investing much time and studying what's going on with Georgia down in UGA. Obviously practicing hard, trying to get it all things sorted out. That's Kentucky's situation. And it seems like their head's in the right place. Was asked a little bit about, division within the team and his thoughts about that, concerns about that. Says he's lucky it really hasn't happened here. Of course, remember, on the SEC teleconference yesterday, sort of downplayed the players only meeting as being, how effective it will be, frankly. But that seems to be where things stand with Mark Stoops. He struck me as a guy that did not place a lot of importance to it. Of course, we talked to Jeff Drummond last night. He also thought that, that it wouldn't have any impact. I think they can have impact. Maybe most cases they fall flat. But I think if you have a team that's really at odds with each other, having a meeting where you sort of air your frustrations or air your concerns and saying basically, listen, for the better of the team, put your differences aside and get on board. But I'm not sure Kentucky's there. I think it is not playing very well. And I think that's the concern. 253-595-9590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Also, too, we mentioned the Harry Giles news. We'll touch on that a little bit. Harry Giles will announce his choice tomorrow at noon. Almost everybody thinks he's going to pick Duke. He probably will. As a side note, he won't play this senior season because apparently he partially tore his ACL, if you can believe that. Now, in this day and age, that's not obviously the death wish it used to be for a player's career. Players bounce back from that all the time now. But he will announce tomorrow, and everyone expects him to pick Duke. Heck, I have no idea. I mean, if Evan Daniels and Jeff and the other folks say he's going to be picking Duke, then who am I to question that? It sort of probably will be Duke. So there you go. 253-595-9590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Your headlines brought to you by LA1 Kentucky Software. Zach, let's go to the phone. We've got Lou holding. We missed him the other night, so we'll go ahead and get him on here in the first segment. Lou, welcome to the show.
Hi, Larry.
Lou, what's up?
I'll skip around on a few things tonight. American Pharoah reminds me of Larry Holmes. He was a great champion, but there wasn't anybody to challenge him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you can also make the same case, was Mike Tyson really great? He didn't, there was nobody really around to challenge him. I mean, he beat a nothing field. I mean, was he really great? I think that's, listen, the difference in horse racing is you can compare times. That gives you the ability to compare times, and yet you can compare in a way that sort of transcends a particular year or a particular era. But not even that's really fair because you don't know track conditions and track surfaces and that kind of thing. So I'm not sure how reliable that even is.
Yeah, the LeBron James thing, I've watched Stephon Curry play four games this year. They're 4-0. Yep. This guy, that's who they ought to be talking about. I mean, he's the most amazing basketball player maybe ever for the tools he has. It's just, you punch up his highlights in his four games this year, and it's just my mouth drops open when I see this kid, what he does.
Oh, I know. I don't disagree. He's an amazing talent, and he's showing that last year was not a fluke. And I think that's the thing. People looked at his season last year and thought, he kind of came out of nowhere and did all of this. Was it a fluke? And I think he's showing now that it certainly is no fluke.
Right. And on the UK football front,
yeah,
this team meeting and the good practice afterwards, it's about as meaningful as the Saturday night before the season. We had a bad practice. We came back out that night and had the greatest practice ever.
Well, I know you like whatever. To downplay that and poo-poo that. And certainly that's obviously the season doesn't hinge on that. The point I was making at the time about that practice is successful teams have a tendency to be teams that like each other, that have a close bond, have good chemistry, good team, I guess, good team spirit. And I think moments like that, late in the practices like that can be not so much that you're improving technique or improving skills, but having fun and say, fellas, listen, it's just a game. And it can be a pressure, a stress reliever. That's the point I was making about that practice. I wasn't saying that the practice obviously is in a situation where it's going to change the world for Kentucky. It obviously didn't, but the point I was making that particular time is sometimes you can have practices like that where a team's feeling the pressure, feeling the grind, that it can lighten things up, have fun, and maybe build team spirit, I guess, within the confines of a team.
Well, I guess you're right, but to me it's just kind of a meaningless talking point, like team meetings and whatever. Here's what I'm really interested in seeing Kentucky football is the attendance when Charlotte comes. That's going to tell us a lot. Because, you know, if the people come out, you know, that's going to show that they're behind Stoops.
Yeah.
But if you get a half-full stadium, all bets are off, Larry.
Well, I suspect it'll be better than half-full, but I will say this about Kentucky football fans is they ordinarily support Kentucky through thick and thin. I mean, listen, I know that there's been some lean years here the last couple of years where people haven't come out like they have in the past, and I think that a general frustration and discouragement about the program overall, not necessarily about Stoops, really, but just tired of coming to the stadium year after year after year and not seeing a winning product. That said, though, Kentucky football fans don't have to apologize to anybody for how they've supported the Kentucky football because they, frankly, have supported a bad product for decades.
Well, they have, but, you know, when people get real dispirited at the end of the year, it can cast a shadow of what's coming. I'll be interested in looking and watching that attendance as well as the Louisville game. There might not be that many Louisville fans coming down here. And that, you know, we could see two disappointing crowds at the end of the year. But hope not. We'll see. Thanks, Larry.
All right, Lou. Appreciate it. Thank you much. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to more calls and comments after the break. Don't forget Lonnie Demery coming up at 6:35. That's about 18 minutes away. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour. Back in a moment on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford. In America, all good comes from those who rise to the occasion. Jack Kane Ford supports our troops 365 days a year with their program, Kane Cares, sending gift packages since 2004 to our troops deployed overseas. Jack Kane Ford is community involved, and they provide Central Kentucky with the best deals and customer service available anywhere. Visit them online, KaneFord.com 24/7, and find out what I already know. I shop at Jack Kane Ford, and you should too.
If you see it on the field, if you see it on the
when you step in all sports, you'll know you're supposed to not just put on, but rather sport your clothes. It's the hookup, look up all around you and see all S, all P, all O, R, T, S.
If you see it on the field, if you see it on the court,
come on, step your game up. Now what's the name of all sports?
All Sports in Fayette Mall next to Macy's.
News every 15 minutes, weather 10 times an hour, sports twice an hour, and there's still time for plenty of Jack Patty.
50 Cent has filed for bankruptcy. For years, things were going fabulous for 50, but now his finances are ludicrous. You know, you'd think a guy who made so much money would exhibit more common sense.
Oh, wow.
But did he? What a juvenile.
Mornings on News Talk 590 WVLK on FM at 101.1.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Everclean clog-free gutters.
What clogged gutters look like? Are they dripping, stained, or sagging? Clogged gutters cause rotten wood, wet basements, cracked foundations, all expensive repairs. Everclean clog-free gutters. Lifetime protection. Worry-free guttering. Call for a free estimate today.
Everclean clog-free gutters. Call 259-1133.
Come celebrate the greatest hits of the 60s with the Midtown Men. Four stars from the original cast of Broadway's Jersey Boys. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind concert experience. From the original Jersey Boys, it's the Midtown Men. Live in concert.
The Lancaster Grand Theater presents the Midtown Men. Friday, November 13th at 8 p.m. Get your tickets now at LancasterGrand.com. That's LancasterGrand.com.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, and I want to share with you a shocking statistic.
Medical malpractice is the third leading cause of death in America, according to the prestigious Journal of the American Medical Association. Yes, you heard me right. Most times the care we get is great, but good doctors can make a one-time mistake. Accidents happen. But often we find the medical malpractice is committed by the same doctors over and over again. We know who they are. Doctors and hospitals believe in taking responsibility for their actions. That's why they have insurance. When a medical malpractice event occurs, often the injuries are severe. Brain damage, birth defects, cerebral palsy, cancer misdiagnosis, bed sores, and even death. We like our doctors. I love mine, but mistakes happen. If we're not successful, you owe us no fee or cost. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about your legal rights. A lifetime is a long time. Morgan & Morgan. For the people.
Offices Lexington. This message has been an advertisement.
You're listening to Larry Glover Live right here on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
All right, so welcome back to our program here on Larry Glover Live. We've got lines open, 253-5959, star 590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Also via email at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com. Tonight's program brought to you by our good friends over at Jack Kane Ford, offering great quality cars at great prices. Back to the phones we go. Gabe is next up. Gabe, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Larry?
Not much, Gabe. What's up with you? Are you excited about tonight?
Today, I heard early today, I was going to lunch, and the report, the initial report, which was erroneous, was that Mark Richt had been fired, and that they had already put an interim coach in there. And then later on in the afternoon, David Pollack was on, and he didn't mention anything about that. You know, he did. So obviously, whoever tipped him off initially gave him wrong information.
I have not heard a story. Actually, Mark Richt actually is one that also shot down the rumor. According to SB Nation, Mark Richt shoots down rumors of Georgia firing defensive coordinator Jeremy Pruitt.
Yeah. Well, they obviously are in terrible disarray, worse than UK. And I think if Kentucky does beat them, I think maybe that report will now really resurface.
I think if Kentucky wins, Rick's in big trouble.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Richt is an excellent coach. I think that Miami would grab him up in a minute.
I think Richt is a really good coach. I don't think he's a great coach. I don't think he's an elite coach. I think Georgia, with the right coach, could be winning national championships. I mean, I think they got the in-state talent. They got the facilities. They got the support. They got the cash to do it. I think Rick's a very good coach. I don't think he's a great coach. I don't think he would be out of work very long, though. I think you're right about that. I think Miami would certainly take a look at him. I'm not sure Richt would take that job, because I'm not sure how good the Miami job is right now.
No, Miami doesn't have a good enough facilities to attract a coach. But I think in Rick's case, that he's got ties to Miami. I think he played there or he coached there. I'm not sure which one, but I know he's got ties there, and I think that would be a good landing spot for him, especially given the fact that he would get fired at Georgia, and you know, he traditionally wins 8 or 9, 10 games every year. Every year.
Yeah, but that's like saying at Kentucky basketball, you know, that coach that wins 24 games and you know, makes it to the Sweet 16. I mean, look what Tubby. Tubby was on kind of heat, and he averaged, 27, 28 wins, went to, 3 Elite Eights, a national championship in 8 years. And people felt like, he didn't get fired, but people felt like that he was underachieving. I think Georgia feels the same way. It's true, he does. Probably averages 9 or 10 wins a season in Georgia. But for Georgia, they feel like that's underachieving.
Yeah, but, as competitive as the SEC is, especially with Florida now coming back on strong, mm-hmm. You look at the record that Georgia's had versus all the LSUs, the Alabamas, you know, they've been up there with those, and you know, I think that any coach that delivers that kind of record is an elite coach. I don't care.
Yeah, but Gabe, don't you look? Hold on, I'm not sure I necessarily agree with that though, because I think you would agree with this, that the SEC East has been down for 4 or 5 years. The SEC West has been the total dominant side of the SEC. And one would argue that if you're an elite coach at a tradition-rich program like Georgia, that they should have dominated the Eastern Division over that period of time, and they frankly have not.
Well, you're probably right there. You know, Missouri took the last two East titles, but
Georgia hasn't won an SEC title really in like 10 years.
Yeah, you're probably right, but I still think that the overall record is outstanding, and certainly it makes a coach like Stoops look up. You know, Kentucky is definitely at the bottom right now. We haven't improved one iota past Joker's. Three years here. I
would disagree with that. The program is better off today than it was when Stoops got here. Now, is he the guy that takes Kentucky to 9-10 wins? That remains to be seen. I think it's hard to argue that the program is not better than it was when Stoops got it.
I think the question remains is Stoops capable of taking Kentucky? I'm not sure it has gone past Rich Brooks, what Rich Brooks had accomplished.
Well, that may not be, but we're not talking about. That could be the case. I mean, I don't think you're wrong there, because I think, you know, Rich Brooks was consistently at 7-8 wins the last 4 or 5 seasons he was at Kentucky, went to bowl games, had some big wins. So I don't think Kentucky is to that point, but I think they're better than they were when Stoops got here. Now, again, I think the question goes to is Stoops capable of taking Kentucky's program where it is now and climbing, you know, making that next step and becoming a program that can consistently win 8, 9, 10 games, occasionally threaten for an Eastern Division title, or even, you know, when they go on the road, they're not, you know, 17-point underdogs to a struggling Georgia team.
Well, that's the two marks that I think that Kentucky has to strive to achieve a record. You know, they have to start playing at least .500 in the SEC every year, and they haven't been able to do that.
If you win Saturday, and that's a big F, but if you win Saturday, you probably should be .500.
You do that this year. You probably win 4 SEC games this year. But if you win, but that's the real problem. And the second part of the scenario is that we, as good as our recruiting is, it still ranks down near the bottom of the SEC, it's just been such a disappointing year, because I really thought this year was the breakthrough year, and it just hasn't happened.
Gabe, I told you at the beginning of the season I thought next year was the breakthrough year. If it's going to come, I thought it would be this next year. I thought there was just too many question marks about this team to think they were going to win 8-9 games. I thought they'd get the 6 because I thought that's what they're capable of. They still could get the 7, but I think the most likely record in the season right now is going to be 6-6.
Yeah. One final thing, Larry.
Yes.
The Louisville Board of Regents met today. Has anybody report any of that?
They met, but they didn't discuss Patino.
Okay.
As I understand.
Well, that's disappointing.
Well, that doesn't mean that they didn't either. I mean, you know, something like that, I would think they have an invested interest in not letting that get out.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, good talking to you, Larry.
Thanks, Gabe. Appreciate it. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk with Lonnie Demery next here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford. This is Larry. I want to take a moment to tell you about my friends over at Sutton's Restaurant. Now, they've been my favorite place to get a bite for a while now, because they offer the best food around. Everything is made from scratch right there in the kitchen at Sutton's. It's not pre-made, shipped in, and then warmed up like a lot of places. My favorite is the ravioli, and it's now on the menu full-time, along with some other great dishes like the fish and chips, the mahi-mahi grilled or blackened, the garlic cheese parmesan cheese fries, 4 new burgers, and the sriracha shrimp pizza, which my wife really likes. Now, Sutton's also has music on the patio Wednesday, Friday, and Saturdays, weather permitting, of course, so you can make a night of it at Sutton's. They're located on the corner of Richmond Road and Manowar Boulevard, and if you've never been to Sutton's, do yourself a favor and just go once. I promise you'll go back again, because the food is just that good. check out Sutton's Restaurant.
We don't cater to the common. We don't run on a beaten path. And proudly unconventional since 1926, our history is inspiration for the future. For those that share our independent pioneering spirit and are discontent with the common camp, we raise an Ale 8, the drink for those who find their own flavor. Prove how great different can be. Open one yourself.
In America, all good comes from those who rise to the occasion. Jack Kane Ford supports our troops 365 days a year with their program, Kane Cares, sending gift packages since 2004 to our troops deployed overseas. Jack Kane Ford is community involved, and they provide Central Kentucky with the best deals and customer service available anywhere. Visit them online, KaneFord.com 24/7, and find out what I already know. I shop at Jack Kane Ford, and you should too.
A warm night out there. The sky will be increasingly cloudy during the evening. Temperatures falling just to the upper 60s. The clouds continue to thicken tonight. Rain and thunderstorms become a chance by morning. Overnight low temperatures just in the low 60s. That's warmer than our normal high. Your day tomorrow, rain and thunderstorms likely, especially early in the day. May start to try and dry things out during the afternoon. It'll be a breezy day. High temperatures, low end, mid-70s, midday. Temperatures likely falling off some during the afternoon. By Saturday, we're getting chillier under a sky that becomes partly sunny, highs just near 60, and chillier still on Sunday, mostly sunny, but highs just in the mid-50s. I'm Ellie Tiffin, Storm Tracker Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack, with your three-day forecast on News Talk 590 WVLK.
The Mutual Fund Show. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Cynthia, my love, I can't live without you.
A broken heart hurts, but you know what makes you feel good? That's right, laughter. And yard work. Or swimming or any exercise. So love your heart, because it's the only one you have.
Sponsored by the American Advertising Federation of Lexington and the American Heart Association of Central Kentucky.
Unfortunately, I believe we're out of time. The time necessary to mount a winning campaign for the nomination.
When you want the latest news, News Talk 590 WVLK on FM at 101.1.
Tired of waking up with back and neck pain? The Healthy Back Store is here to help. We were the first store in the country to carry Tempur-Pedic products, and our highly trained comfort consultants have over 30 years experience helping customers like you find the mattress of their dreams. Choose from a great selection of Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Latex Bliss, and Healthy Back Embrace mattresses. Find great prices on massage chairs, recliners, ergonomic office seating, and more. Visit the Healthy Back Store inside the mall at Lexington Green or HealthyBack.com.
Now back to the calls on Larry Glover Live on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
All right, so welcome back to our program here on Larry Glover Live. We've got lines open, 253-5959, star 590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Take your predictions on Kentucky and Georgia as well tonight. Winning team and score, winning team and score, and the winner will get a gift certificate from our friends over at Sutton's Restaurant, which I think is the best restaurant in town. I mean, they have a huge variety of menu items, and usually when you have a restaurant that offers that much, you know, people say, well, you know, it's all good, but they're not really great at anything. I disagree with when it comes to Sutton. Sutton's is terrific at everything. We had a caller last night say that she went to Sutton's on our recommendation. It was fantastic. And I get that a lot, actually, from people who will shoot me an email or maybe a winner of a contest or something like that. The food is very, very good. It's all made fresh from scratch right there on site at Sutton's. You can also wash it down with a nice glass of wine on Wednesdays as part of their Wine Down Wednesdays program. You can also, too, get local craft beers as well. And you can get all of your favorite items at Sutton's Restaurant. They're located at a corner of Richmond Road in Man of War. You can also find them on the web at suttonsrestaurant.com. We got Lonnie Demery joining us on the program. Lonnie, welcome. How are you doing?
Excuse me. Fine, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being with us today. Kentucky had a players-only meeting a couple of days. Important, valuable, overblown? How would you describe players-only meetings in general? Do they work?
Not necessarily in general, but in very isolated situations, they do have some effect. And one of the major effects that come out of it is that I think as I spoke to you at post-game show back Saturday you asked me who on offense you thought could emerge as the leader and help, you know, and pick this team up.
Yep.
Well, aside from, and I told you who that was. I told you it was the running back,
Mykal Horton.
Yeah. So I got this down the general thing. I'm absorbing that too.
That's
but anyway, Mykal Horton, and he was one of the primary speakers in the meeting the other day, and like I said, I think to that end, that particular situation is very positive for the meeting, in that a leader has been discovered, and a leader that right now is back on track to be the kind of player that he thought he was going to be at the beginning of the year prior to the mm-hmm. concussion he had at South Atlanta. And to that end, it was positive. I mean, there's somebody other than Patrick. I mean, obviously Patrick has been speaking, and you know, maybe I'm not in the meeting, so it's possible that Patrick's message hasn't gotten through to the players in a significant way. So another voice emerged, and so in this situation, I think it was good. And a lot of situations, it's probably not a lot of productivity that comes out of it.
Lonnie, we got Al holding. Al, welcome. You're on with Lonnie Demery.
Hey, Larry, Lonnie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Al, how you doing?
Good, Lonnie. Sorry about the Dodgers losing the ability to go to the World Series, but you got next year to look forward to for sure.
Well, they lost a very important card when they lost Grinke, but they'll have to raid somebody else's squad with the big money the Dodgers are throwing around now and replacing. It's simple as that. I mean, they big money. It's been the big money, kind of like the Yankees did one time, and the Yankees had nominal success spending that money, but they did win one or two World Series, I believe, on my show. So perhaps the Dodgers can duplicate that situation with them.
Well, reference to football, Lonnie and Larry, it was difficult for Joker to follow in the footsteps of Coach Jerry Claiborne. I'm sorry. I said Claiborne. Rich Brooks, who went to five straight bowl games. It was difficult for Joker to repeat that and do well as a coach. But it seems like that Stoops might follow in the footsteps of Joker Phillips if he doesn't get to a bowl game or if he has a losing season this year. I mean, the last college game, I thought, came out pretty hard against the present coach and staff over there and what they've done and what they haven't done. So it may well be that Mark Stoops, Lonnie, might fall in the footsteps of Joker Phillips.
Well, Gabe is, I don't get on the subject of Gabe too much. Gabe is, he had very high expectations for this team this year. And it depends on what segment of the Big Blue Nation that you talk to, and that you would have the same type of expectation that Gabe had. Gabe was talking about 8 or 9 wins at some point in time. So his expectations were perhaps out of range. If you talk to another segment of the Big Blue Nation that are much more realistic about where this program is and the steps it has to take to get to where it wants to go, and you probably get a much different viewpoint of this season, what's happening right now. I know that the last 2 weeks have been very counterproductive in terms of the expectation, and it's left a sour taste in some people's mouths. But at the same time, the season's not over, and they got 4 more games to play, and of course they'll face a much different situation in Georgia when they play. Against a totally different style of offense than Schottenheim's offense. He brought a pro-style offense to the program, and so that's much different than what UK has faced the last couple of weeks. So,
Can I ask a quick question, Larry, then hang up?
Yes, yeah, go ahead, Al.
When you talk in terms of expectations, have you done a poll of the Big Blue Nation? What type of, can you parallel Coach Cal not winning it and not winning the national championship, would they be more disappointed with him than they would with Stoops if he doesn't go to a bowl game? Which how would the Big Blue Nation look at the two entities and determine which coach really did not live up to expectations?
I don't know. Go ahead, Lonnie.
I said you got that, Larry.
Okay. I would say that I'm not sure you really can compare them, to be perfectly honest. I mean, obviously, with Calipari, if they win the national championship, they'll be disappointed. But they're not necessarily going to lose faith in him because he's won a national championship before. He's been to four Final Fours in 5 years. If they don't win it this year, people, I think, will accept the fact that it's hard. They've got a coach that recruits well. He hasn't been to hunt for it every single year. So they'll be disappointed, but they won't be discouraged. They won't have any level of faith lost in the coaching staff or the direction of the program. If Stoops doesn't get to a bowl game, I think people will still wonder, is he going to deal to do the job? So I would say that it would be more disappointing in the football team and football program from the perspective of there would still be uncertainty and doubt as to whether the guys in charge are capable of doing the job.
Well, you answered my question. Hope Calipari can win us one and bring a championship and sort of win over the fans that was disappointed last year.
All right, Al. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Lonnie, we got Lee next up. Lee, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Fine, Larry.
Hello, Lee.
Thank you all for all the information and knowledge.
Larry,
I know I'm frustrated too, but hell, Gabe, come home. We're going to go to a bowl. We got four games left, and we can win too. Mark Stoops is still a young coach. I mean, we're taking small steps, and as long as we go 6-6, 7-5, I'm going to be happy. Go ahead, Lonnie, Larry.
Lonnie,
well, at this point, those numbers are much more realistic at this point. In the future, if Stoops is still here, and I'm sure he will be, I think that more is going to be expected as time goes along, especially if he continues to recruit like he's doing. And so as he recruits and these guys get older and he fills in certain positions that are devoid of the kind of talent that you need to have, then, you know, the expectations are going to rise. So I guess 6-6 and 7-5 are realistic expectations at this point. But I think that I think fans want more. I think they saw that under Rich Brooks, they had those types of records, and of course the fans were happy then, and they were elated almost when you look at the record breaking crowds. They had it Music City Bowl when they set one record there, mm-hmm. and they come back and broke that record at the same space. But I think at this point, I think the fans are looking for more. You got new facilities coming up. You got the stadium renovation. You're starting to look like a football program. And so I think that the wins need to come along with the looks that you're getting with the football program now. I think they have to. I think the wins need to start matching what they're putting up over there now.
Lonnie, I think you're right, too. I mean, you mentioned about the fan support. But, you know, if you recall, after three or four seasons of going 7-6 and or 8-5, fans mm-hmm. were beginning to get tired of that also. And you know, like, I want to do better than that now. And I think that it's all relative to the level of success. I mean, Kentucky fans would love to have an 8-5 season right now. But you go 8-5 four or five years in a row, and pretty soon they're going to say, well, I kind of like going, you know, 9-3 or 10-2 now. It's all relative right. to what you're used to.
I agree. Totally.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Let's just get to a bowl first, and then we'll worry about the 8-5. But I'm with Al. Let's go get number 9 this year. And I thank you for the talk, Lonnie and Larry. Y'all have a great night.
Thank you, Lee. Yep. Appreciate it. Lonnie, I've got an email from William. I'm almost reluctant to bring this up, but the timeline does correspond, and I don't know that they're related. Maybe they are. I don't know. I tend to think that they're not related because of the schedule, but here's what William asked, and I'll pose it to you, and you tell me if you think it's worthy of discussion. William writes, when Boone walked off the field, it divided the team and the fans. Kentucky's been down ever since. Coincidence, or could there be something to that the team is divided over that, or was divided over that?
No, because I don't think it was. Because I think, reason why I don't think it was, because most of the players they understood what Boone was going through at the time.
Yeah.
They knew. The story of why he left hasn't been revealed, but they know what the story was, and it's something that all males are sympathetic to.
Yeah.
As well as Coach Stoops and everybody else concerned. So, no, I don't think he did. Not at all.
Well, we were talking about something with Gabe earlier about the Georgia job. There have been some rumors about some firings on the Georgia staff. One had Rick being fired. Another rumor about the defensive coordinator being fired. That said, though, undoubtedly Rick is in the hot seat. And if Kentucky wins, I think he probably would be gone at the end of the year. How good a job is Georgia? And should they have expectations of winning national championships? And is Rick the right guy there? Is he a good enough coach for there? If that makes sense. I know it's a lot of questions but
Georgia is a great job. Mm-hmm. They got so much talent in the state of Georgia. It's unreal how much talent they have. And it's unreal how much talent that he has had and has not been able to reach the heights of success that the fans down there expect. It's something we don't know what it is. We can't put our finger on what it is with Mark Rick, but he just hasn't been able to get it done. He's a good coach, excellent coach, but he's not a championship coach. And so, if you're sitting in the seat of the Georgia fans, they want more, and they deserve more, quite frankly.
As they Tommy really points out on Twitter to me, their nearby rivals, Alabama, Florida, Auburn, have all won national championships. And Georgia hasn't won one, since the first term of Ronald Reagan was the last time they won a national championship. And, yeah, I think you're correct that they've got an abundance of talent in Georgia. I think Mark Rick's a good coach. I think he's a great representation for that university and that state. I think he's a good man. But if they're wanting to win championships, I don't think he is the right guy. And let's put it this way. If Nick Saban were coaching Georgia the last 10 years, Georgia's got a national championship.
I really believe that. For the fans that want to see him gone, I think a Kentucky win that would do the job for them. Plus Kentucky, Kentucky has a habit of doing that. They got Donato in 98. They got Steve Sperry this year. They got Dooley in 2011. And it's just the channel and the attitude of the Southeastern Conference programs and teams that if Kentucky beats you, Then you in trouble.
Losses to Kentucky are the graveyard for coaches, aren't they?
Right. that's a good way to put it. Right.
Lonnie, we got Mark next up. Mark, welcome. You're on with Lonnie Demery.
How y'all doing?
Hey.
Well, I think with Stoops, man, I think he stands up and he takes accountability when his team does bad. So I like it with him. I heard Carl Early bring him to Calipari, and I just think Stoops stands up and he said, we got problems, we got to fix, and he feels like he's got the talent, they got to win these games in here. And, I just think we should just, be patient with Stoops, and I think he's going to get it eventually. He gets over the hump. I think we, just a good quarterback away from being, very, very, winning, getting some ball games. I mean, Toes is good, but his accuracy is off sometimes, and, I think, he's going to develop when he's quarterback, and we're going to see a 9-win season soon, but we just got to be a little patient with him. But with Calipari, I just think he's got the talent every year, get to the final. I mean, with the talent alone, he should get the Final Four, alone. I don't care about experience because Calipari recruits these young players. So with the way he recruits young players, he's got to eventually win these championships. He can't keep blaming it on no experience and this and that, these freshmen, because you recruit for that. Other than that, develop Derek Willis, develop Lee, these guys that you had over for years, if you haven't developed them to come in and help these freshmen alone, then what are you doing? I mean, Calipari's got to eventually win. And this year, right here, he should win it to me. I don't care if they got North Carolina number one. Calipari still got the most talented team in the country. And, North Carolina's the most experienced team, but Calipari's got the most talented team.
That sound of the criticism of Calipari is that people look at him a little bit the way people looked at Dean Smith back in the 70s and 80s. Here's a guy that had the most talent every single year, but hardly ever won championships. And the two that he did win, talking about Dean Smith, the two that he did win were...
Okay. Yes. Am I still on air?
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't understand, you know, what's going on with Calipari, and I think, you know, he just don't know how to push the right buttons. You know, I think he puts these handcuffs on these young guys when they get here, and he's not able to do the right thing with them. You know, he wants Frisco to be a straightforward player, but if Frisco's best attribute is, you know, ball handling, why take it away from him? You know, let these guys play to the strength of their game. Don't take it away from them and put them in a certain situation they don't want to be in. That's what
Mark, I got to run, Mark. I'm out of time.
Yes,
I appreciate it, though. Thank you. Lonnie, I'm out of time. I appreciate it as always. Thank you much. We'll talk to you on Saturday after the game.
Right. I'll be there.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford. In America, all good comes from those who rise to the occasion. Jack Kane Ford supports our troops 365 days a year with their program, Kane Cares, sending gift packages since 2004 to our troops deployed overseas. Jack Kane Ford is community involved, and they provide Central Kentucky with the best deals and customer service available anywhere. Visit them online, KaneFord.com 24/7, and find out what I already know. I shop at Jack Kane Ford, and you should too.
If you see it on the field, if you see it on the court, stick it up.
All Sports in Fayette Mall is locally owned and proud of it since 1972, carrying more of the genuine big blue apparel, shorts, tees, jerseys, and hats UK fans want most. Check us out at AllSportsLEX.com. AllSportsLEX.com. All Sports in Fayette Mall.
I want to congratulate American Pharoah, but now when the tragedy begins, he's going to be put up in a barn, and he's going to be taken care of, but they're going to sell him for sex. They're going to pimp him out. I mean, I don't know if you've seen some of these mares. They're not all that attractive. Just strikes me as absolutely absurd in the line of the free and home of the brave.
Well, that's well said.
Cruiser and Crew, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 590 WVLK.
There's one thing you can never have sex without.
It's not something you buy.
Or something you take.
In fact, there's only one way to get it.
It has to be given to you, freely.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape. Consent.
If you don't get it, you don't get it. It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
I'm Jack Patty, inviting you to join me every Wednesday morning on News Talk 590 WVLK for the Kentucky One Health Medical Minute. Every Wednesday morning, I visit a local medical professional, and we cover current health topics. Everything that you need to know, you'll find out. Information you want, information you need. The Kentucky One Health Medical Minute, every Wednesday morning at 7:50, right here on News Talk 590 WVLK. And for a podcast, go to WVLKAM.com.
Prepared for rising rates? Let's talk. Contact Edward Jones Financial Advisors Mark Telfer in Lexington or Chad Abner in Winchester by visiting edwardjones.com.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a business with incredible profit potential? Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is growing fast, and we're looking for people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners and help our business continue to boom. If this sounds like you, we'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 6565. That's readyforfresh.com, code 6565.
This is Rich Bliss with Kentucky American Water. Looking for ways to simplify your life and go green? Check out MyH2O Online. With MyH2O Online, you can view and pay your water bill, sign up for paperless billing, and manage your account. Plus, it's mobile friendly. Visit KentuckyAMWater.com to learn more.
This is Charles Osgood. When it comes to insurance, you've got all sorts of options. Consider this. Mutual insurance companies like auto owners are owned entirely by their policyholders. What that means is that profits go back into your pocket through lower premiums. It means that they're working to make you happy. The best part, you can get auto owner's insurance through an independent agency in your local community. Auto owner's insurance, the no-problem people.
In Lexington, call Mann, Sutton, and McGee at 859-225-3661.
Listen to News Talk 590 WVLK live anywhere, anytime at WVLKAM.com.
All right, so welcome back to our program here on 590 WVLK and FM 101.1. We've got lines open, 253-599, star 590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. We've got, coming up in the second hour, we've got Jeff Drummond going to join us to talk a little about the Harry Giles situation. We'll also talk a little football as well, get Jeff's thoughts on Saturday's game against the Georgia Bulldogs. We'll also visit with Mark Coombs coming up in the next hour about the Breeders' Cup, American Pharoah, and his comments that American Pharoah is a very nice horse. Not a great one, but a very nice one. We'll talk about that in the next hour as well. Here on Larry Glover Live, tonight's program presented by Jack Kane Ford.
Listen to News Talk 590 WVLK live anywhere, anytime at WVLKAM.com.
Hi, folks. This is Larry. My friends at Redmond's Garden Center are gearing up for the fall, and that's the best time to add scenery around your home. Redmond's has the best selection of container trees and shrubs, and as always, Redmond's offers the highest quality. They're also offering 20% off all flowering and shade trees right now, as well as all tree form hollies, including Castle Spire, Centennial Girl, Christmas Jewel, Dragon Lady Foster, and Nellie Stevens. And if you need a little help with your curbside appeal, well, Redmond's can help you there, too, with their full landscape division. They've also got a full line of mums, pansies, fodder shocks, pumpkins, gourds, and Indian corn that will perfectly accent all the beautiful colors in your landscape. Redmond's Gift Shop has tons of great gift ideas like wind chimes, pots, and fountains. If you like making your home look its best like I do, then go to Redmond's Garden Center, located at 4432 Old Nicholasville Road, or find them on the web at redmondsgarden.com.
Specialist, what do you say about this Ford Escape?
Left rear tire, worn, uneven tread. Pressure's lower in front.
Nice assessment, treads.
Got the perfect fit. Ready to roll.
Now get a $140 mail-in rebate on four select tires when you use your Ford Service credit card at the Big Tire event. When your Ford needs service, you need the specialists at Ford. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card, other tire manufacturer, rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 12/31/15.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
News Talk 590.
Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader. Depend on it.
WBLK.
A Cumulus Station. It's 7 o'clock.
Heightened security, wrap appeal. I'm Barbara Kusak. British Prime Minister David Cameron says it's more likely than not that a bomb brought down a Russian airliner in Egypt. Correspondent Ian Lee reports security is tight at the airport in Sharm el-Sheikh.
Leading into the airport complex, there was another checkpoint, and they would have bomb-sniffing dogs. We've seen security guards going, opening trunks, looking, and really scrutinizing the cars that are coming in here.
The first wave of radio ads have been released by GOP presidential candidates Donald Trump and Ben Carson.